You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Good stuff there from Joe Rexroth, Lansing State Journal last segment. Really like his stuff. He knows everything that's going on in Michigan State. Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, also streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of us on Facebook. Got a lot of good video on there from the Michigan-Michigan State game. Good interviews Scott got afterwards. And so you can see us at Facebook at 1320WILS Weekend Kickoff. And then follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer. Just want to break down some of these games that are going on over the next 2 days as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Today, not a ton of matchups going on. Ohio State versus Northwestern. Not sure that's much of a game. Ohio State even on the road. Ohio State, by the way, we haven't really talked about Ohio State. I was not a believer that they were top five team. I am certainly a believer now. They are fantastic.
Yeah, you say Northwestern's not much of a game against them. I don't think anybody in the Big Ten is much competition for them.
I think Wisconsin, because of their slowdown, could give them trouble. And I thought Illinois matched up very well against Ohio State. You know, they lost that game, but I thought Dimitri McKamey gave them trouble, and I thought Illinois overall played well against. That was a weird game, the Ohio State-Illinois game. It was one team was up 10. You look away, all of a sudden the other team's up 10. It was really weird the way it went. But Ohio State, far and away the best team in the Big Ten, I don't see them getting three losses. I think they've got it locked up already as far as the Big Ten goes.
Oh, easily. Easily.
So Minnesota-Purdue is probably the biggest game of the Big Ten this weekend. Minnesota visiting Purdue, a reeling Purdue after that Ohio State performance. Does Purdue get back on track, or are we going to start to see the Robbie Hummel-less Purdue the rest of the way?
It's at Purdue.
It's at Purdue, which is a difficult place to play.
Yeah. I like Juwan Johnson and Etuan Moore too much to go against them. I mean, I do like Minnesota, but I don't think their bigs are as good as Ohio State to match up against Juwan Johnson. I think he needs to kind of have a little bit of a redemption game himself.
I like the way Minnesota has looked since they lost to Michigan State. They're 5-1 since then. Their only loss is a 3-point loss to Ohio State, and they've also beaten Purdue in that time by 3 at home, however.
Yeah, that was at the farm.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's
at the barn.
At the barn.
Me.
I know what you're saying. It's all the same thing. At home against Purdue. On the road at Purdue is a much more difficult proposition. However, I like the momentum that that Minnesota is playing with at this point. And I don't like the swagger that Purdue has had lately. I think Purdue may lose this game to Minnesota. I think Minnesota is going to end up, before the end of the year, I think Minnesota is going to end up being Michigan State's biggest win of the year. And if they can beat Minnesota twice, that would be pretty darn impressive as far as Michigan State is concerned. And then let's talk a little bit about Michigan State versus Indiana. Rexroth obviously alluded to the fact that that's going to be a difficult game. Indiana can be feisty at times. Should Michigan State be worried about this game, or are you worried about this game?
Yes and yes. I mean, really, they shouldn't. They need to come out and just drop the hammer on them, just blow them away by 30. But am I worried? Yes. Should the team be worried? Yes. Because, like Joe said, like we've said, they're lost. They don't know where they're at. Michigan was supposed to be a rebound game. Iowa's supposed to be a rebound game. Indiana's supposed to be a rebound game. They're supposed to be getting everything straightened out right now. And they sure didn't do that against Michigan. So they have to do it now. That added pressure, added on to where they're at. I mean, they right now, and the team, the fans, they have to hope for a win, which is not where you want to be at come February.
I've started thinking about this Michigan State team while we were at break there, and we were talking about the Michigan loss and blah, 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 blah. And I started thinking, do you think Michigan State bought into the idea that this stretch of Michigan, Indiana, Iowa, they just assumed they were going to win these games, and they were already looking forward to that difficult part of their schedule? Is it possible that that's what it was?
Oh, it's easily possible. I think that happens in sports all the time.
I mean, you look at how shell-shocked Draymond Green was in his interview, and you just have to say, he fully expected they were going to beat Michigan. In fact, I fully expected they were going to beat Michigan. I like Michigan. I don't think Michigan is ready to win big games yet. And so for them to perform the way they did, very impressive to me. Real quick, before we finish up here, we got about a minute left. I like talking tennis. Australian Open final tomorrow morning, 3 a.m. First of all, I'm going to watch it. I don't know about you, but I like watching the Australian Open about 3 in the morning.
Yeah,
I'm going to watch the men's final between Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic. Who's your pick and why?
Novak Djokovic. He looks to be back to where he was 2 years ago, where he was the one in every semifinal. It seemed like, given Nadal and Federer a run for their money, he'd win one every once in a while. With him going in straight sets against Federer, I have to take him. He looked very sharp.
Impressive to me with Djokovic is his improvement in fitness. It's always been his biggest problem. He can't finish out a match. He always cramps up. I will take Andy Murray, and England will claim that he's English once again rather than being Scottish. So that's my pick. I'm probably wrong, so sorry, Andy Murray. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer. We really appreciate the guests today. Greg Jones from the Senior Bowl talking to us, Frank Zombo, Green Bay Packers, and then Joe Rexroad from the Lansing State Journal. Appreciate it. Hope you have a good weekend. Drive safe out there. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.